Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Go See Nick live on Friday, Nick?
Friday, yeah. Farm Hay and Brewing Company in Erling, Iowa.
Erling, Iowa.
What was that? What was Friday?
That? Did somebody kick something underneath?
I was kind of...
Okay, got it. Right.
Eight?
And eight?
It is at eight,
okay,
yeah.
It is at eight, all right. And then Eddie Yiff's going to phone the program later this morning. Eddie's at the Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha. Funny Bone.
I think those shows start a little before 8.
Yep. Check them out. Just check out the website. And Nick's also going to be in our T95 listening area, Hutch and Ashley in Wichita, right?
Yes. Friday, October 1st at Barleycorns in Wichita, and Friday, October 22nd at the Red Shed in Hutchinson.
So go welcome Nick to the city of Wichita for us, you know.
And Hutch.
And Hutch. That's right. Mr. Evans.
It is Joan Jett's birthday today.
I love Joan Jett. Always have. She's freaking hot.
And short.
Yeah.
She's short, isn't she?
Yep.
Did she push you out of the way at a concert one time?
I had a couple good Joan Jett stories. I interviewed her in the studio way, way back when she was young and I was young in the 80s. And she was in the studio with me and she was just gorgeous and just rock. Yeah. This is like 88. And just in a leather jacket. She was playing a club that night in the city I was in, Harrisburg. And she was in the studio with me for a half hour. And it was just so cool. And I was like, you know, it almost turned into Chris Farley show. Because although I was not quite the interviewer I think I can do now, then I was more like, so you're Joan Jett.
Remember those songs?
I mean, I put it this way. I wouldn't want to hear the interview now. But she was cool with me, and she was cool. But I went and saw her at the club that night, and it was the front part of the stage was packed, and she spit a big loogie out into the crowd from the front and hit a dude, like, right near me. And he went, yeah! I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And then she played our Z-Bass years ago, too. And she was fun. And she had a shaved head, remember?
Yeah.
She shaved her head, yeah. The Z-Bash.
Did you interview her like you were trying to bang her? Because, you know, that used to be my approach.
Yeah, but you know what? She didn't, you know, she was really famous rock star, and I was not. So she had nothing to do with me, sexually at least. I didn't even try.
Like, will you spit on me?
But Joan Jett, I guess, is, I know she's 61 or 62.
Neither. She's 63.
Damn it! But we weren't playing How Old Are They?
Obviously not.
We haven't played that game.
Because he just gave up the age, and he never does that.
No, he doesn't.
Who's older?
Right.
Would you like to play Who's Taller with
yes.
her?
Yes, I would.
All right. It was on this date in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
The FCC voted to fine 20 CBS stations more than $500,000 for airing Janet Jackson's infamous wardrobe malfunction during the 2004 Super Bowl. Oh,
what a waste.
That fine was appealed and eventually voided.
And remember the world went to hell after we saw a nipple barely on screen.
Yep.
If you froze it when you're, and we couldn't even pause TV back then. Yeah.
Pretty sure that's the last time we've seen a nipple on a screen.
I've never seen one.
And
Joan Jett or Janet Jackson?
Who's taller?
I stood next to Joan Jett. She's not tall.
But they're both. But
Janet Jackson, I don't think Janet Jackson's tall either.
Pretty sure Janet Jackson is tiny. I'm going to go Joan Jett.
She could be tiny too.
Yeah, she is.
Joan Jett is probably 5'5", 5'4". I'm hoping Janet Jackson's 5'2 or 5'3", so I'm going to go Joan Jett.
See, I was going to say Janet Jackson might be 5'7".
No,
God, I got no idea here.
I don't think so.
I have no idea either, man. This is truly a toss-up, I think.
I'm going Janet Jackson.
Okay, three Joan Jets and Janet Jackson. All right.
And truly, the only place I think in the world where people sit around for minutes and discuss the height of celebrities. I mean, we break it down.
I know we do. The audience does, too.
Exclusive content, we call that.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to stick with my first instinct, but I think Nick might pull off a solo here.
This could go either way.
But I'm going to go three Joan Jets and a Janet Jackson.
I was picturing Janet Jackson standing next to Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson wasn't that short. Yeah, he was 5'10".
Joan Jett checks in at 5'5".
I didn't. Like
that. That's about what I figured.
That was good. I said 5'5".
I'm feeling good about that.
I think you. I don't know.
I am not
5'4".
I am not.
Janet Jackson checks in at what, Todd?
5'4".
Yes.
Yeah.
In your face, Nick.
Damn it.
Damn it. It's almost as bad as that she's fumbling the ball at the end of the night. Does it feel the exact same way?
Briefly.
Briefly it does. I know. Losing that game sucks so much more than winning it.
Well, victory was right there.
And it was snatched. Fumble.
Chiefs, by the tiniest of margins.
Chiefs fumble. Get rid of Andy Reid.
Yeah, he fumbled that thing. Yeah.
Bum.
I saw some of that on Twitter. He can't coach. Yeah, that's what you always hear about Andy Reid.
<All right. laughs> the Minnesota Viking family is calling for Zimmer's head, too.
Man.
Oh, he's doing fine.
Not yet, you keep him.
Apparently,
give him an extension.
Zimmer can't hire a kicker. They actually broke it down, and I think the Vikings
I met a Viking fan last night. The booster thing I was at, Todd, he listens to the show, too. He said, you commiserate with Todd. He goes, what? We don't have any freaking kickers. He was all pissed off.
The Vikings are like minus 100 in the kicking game since Zimmer came on board. Meaning the other places outkicked him, which means one of a couple things. Maybe they're holding them to field goals, or your kickers suck, or maybe both.
Yeah, it's probably is both.
Well, some of that's on the GM.
Yeah.
Sure.
They hire kickers.
Yeah, well, they hate him, too.
Yeah. You've pretty much been snake bitten.
You're 0-2. Who do you play next?
I think it's Seattle.
You could be 0-3, man.
Oh, let's hope. Yeah. But ever since the Blair Walsh incident, and that playoff game.
That was a good movie.
What was that?
It's a great movie.
What was that, like a 4-yard field goal to win a playoff game, and he yanked it to the left?
The guy on Sunday, extra point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and of course, the most famous one was.
That's not on Zimmer.
No, it's not. That was 1999.
Right.
Yeah. That was on you. You were at the game.
And the Blair Walsh experiment, I think, was before him, too. But that just like since then, it seems like the Vikings have had crap.
No, I don't think you blame Zimmer for the kicking.
They're totally snake bit.
Kicker sucks. That's, we got a kicker. It sucks. Let's get another one.
He could learn their names, make them feel like they're a part of the team. That could help.
There's
a ton of good college kickers. You don't know who's going to translate to pros.
You never do. You never do.
That's a total crapshoot.
Right. It's a mental game.
Border Patrol agents are announcing the seizure of fake federal badges. Some of which were on their way to Texas.
Stinking badges.
Oh, great. So just any Yahoo can grab a badge. Yeah.
Officers recently seized 8 phony DEA badges and 1 FBI badge.
I'm a Border Patrol agent.
At the Chicago International Mail Branch. A few days later, they found more than 24 fake DEA badges headed for Texas, 12 other states, and D.C.
Have you seen the video of a Proud Boy talking in D.C. during that 100 people showed up to say...
I did not.
Okay, there's a Proud Boy talking, and there's a guy standing behind him in a suit with a red tie with an iPod, what do they call those?
AirPods
in one ear. He's got one in one ear, and he's just doing this the whole time. He's got sunglasses on. He's not...
He's pretending like he's in communication with somebody?
No, he's pretending he's Secret Service.
Oh.
For the Proud Boys, and they bust him. He's just standing back. He's looking around, holding that. He looks like a Secret Service guy, but no, he was also a racist. He's pretending, so it looks good. Like Secret Service is protecting this guy.
He had a fancy suit on.
Everything about it: short hair, sunglasses, and he had ear thing. He's faking like he's walking around with sunglasses. It was just, and they busted him. They didn't really bust him. I mean, he's not illegal.
He's got called out.
He was just being like trying to act like he was a Secret Service protecting a Proud Boy.
Bunch of losers.
Complete.
What do they do? Do these guys have jobs? So if you make the news for just being like, if you make national news being a racist, I think it'd be hard to show up at work.
Well, they're all a bunch of wannabes.
Oh, yeah. Of course they are.
They want to be military. They want to be law enforcement.
Well, one of the guys...
they don't want to train.
I love when people are still turning in the insurrectionists, because they still are. They're still turning these guys in. One guy bragged to somebody he was hanging out with that he was right next to the woman that was shot and killed.
Oh.
And the guy goes, oh, you were? Really? So he called, and they busted him.
So you were in the Capitol that day.
Yeah. And they busted. They found him. They said, oh, yeah, that is that guy. Thank you. They went and busted him.
Too bad he didn't stick his face through the window, too.
Right.
Rapper Cardi B branching out, teaming with Starco Brands to launch a vodka-infused whipped cream.
Oh.
Okay.
Called Whip Shots.
You just put it on a nipple.
Or
kind of cool.
Whip Shots.
I was thinking pumpkin pie.
I was thinking naked body.
It's the season.
This whipped cream.
Vodka whipped cream shots off your body.
Will be a non-dairy product that will not require refrigeration. Whip Shots will be available in stores and online later this year.
How much vodka is in a little, like,
Let me tell you.
That much.
Yeah,
not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah, you're right, Todd.
But at least it's not another tequila or whiskey.
No, you're right.
It's something a little
different.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll give her credit for that.
Right.
If indeed she helped develop it.
Yeah, do the whipped cream all over her body bit, you know. Lick that clean.
Everybody's, and get a buzz.
You're sticky after that, but whatever.
But make sure you buy enough to cover Cardi B.
Yeah. Or Lizzo.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Pennsylvania state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would offer some protection to medical marijuana patients from being charged with DUIs.
Oh.
Under Pennsylvania's current zero-tolerance policy, legal medical marijuana patients can face a DUI charge for driving, even if they haven't used cannabis for weeks.
Oh, it's still in their system. Yeah. I get it.
What do they do, piss test, blood test?
In the bill being proposed by a state senator would require proof of impairment.
I get a buddy of ours
for someone to be charged with and convicted of DUI.
Good friend of ours. You met Dr. Mina a couple months back. He listens to a good friend of mine, I should say. He's been fighting cancer in Pennsylvania for years now, still beating it, but he's on medical marijuana. If you're listening now, John, let me know if you're worried about driving around with medical marijuana in your system.
State police in Pennsylvania have expressed their support for the bill, saying that legalization like this generally does not have a negative impact on highway safety.
Repeat that last phrase.
Right. For Ricketts, he's listening.
Yeah.
State police Pennsylvania state police, obviously morons, have expressed their support for this bill, saying that legislation like this generally does not have a negative impact on highway safety.
Well, I'm familiar with that state. They probably should say, we're still looking for a bunch of drunks on the road, and there's a bunch of them.
What did I see over the weekend? They're running out of liquor in Pennsylvania?
I didn't get that story.
Ohio, certainly.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Because they can't get people to give it to get them there.
Yeah, it's like they're rationing it.
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole story.
Well, I don't get it.
Yeah, they are not able to get it hither and yon. I've got the story in here somewhere.
Is this a supply chain issue?
Yeah, partially.
That's not good.
No, not at all. Nick started sweating over there.
Right. That's not going to happen here, is it?
It's moving west. It's moving west.
So far, it just seems to be an eastern seaboard problem.
The bar cart is still full, Nick.
I saw that is true in Ohio.
Oh, okay. It's moving west, Nick. I'm sorry.
And I seem to have lost
nobody's more
pages.
Sorry than me.
I got two bottles of vodka at Costco yesterday, and my wife's like, why are you getting two? And I'm like, because
are you asking the question? So we have two at the house.
Yeah.
For when the first one's done.
I'm like, same reason I'm getting peanut butter, even though we already have some. Yeah. It's going to be gone, and I'm going to want peanut butter and vodka.
Two isn't considered hoarding. You get two handles or two 750s?
Handles. Hey,
we talked, we were up about Costco earlier in the show today before you got here. Is it they have Halloween and Christmas or just Halloween now?
I just saw Halloween.
Okay.
But they don't have adult costumes.
Oh, really?
Just kids.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But that Halloween stuff has been in the store for a month and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm sure they have a couple Christmas trees like
in the back
amongst
somewhere.
The
amongst
stuff, but stuff. It's not like prominently
okay,
displayed.
Okay, got it. All right.
When you're holding the two bottles of vodka, did you just go Husker game, Chief game? One,
yeah,
two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I need them both.
Saturday and Sunday.
You'll definitely need one for the Husker game.
Yeah.
At Michigan State. That's going to be a tough one.
It is. I'm going to have to keep it together on Saturday, though, because it's my son's birthday.
So
it's going to be like a drunken mess.
Yeah.
That's a night.
Remember my birthday when you were wasted?
No, I don't.
How old is he?
Yeah.
How's he going to be?
He's going to be 18.
Oh, your oldest one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, he's an adult. He knows when you're drunk.
Yeah, he's aware.
Yeah. I'm going to try to keep it together. You're not going to keep it together. The Huskers play at 6 Central, right?
Yeah.
And if Michigan State beats them, you're going to be yelling, Frost sucks, and you're going to hit your head against the wall. And at least I got the Chiefs.
I don't get nearly as worked up with the Huskers.
As you do Chiefs?
Well, anymore, because it's just like it's...
They lose. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not like a...
Oh, night game. That's why tee times were hard to find this weekend.
Yeah, it's a night game. Yeah, it's a night game.
I usually like it when they kick off in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like when they're getting wailed on. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's another Saturday.
All right, Zach the Plank Pisser is checking in here.
Yeah, what's he saying?
He's the sanitation guy in Kansas.
Yep.
Who planks and pees at
planks
the same time.
Planks and pees, right.
I may have to retire plank peeing on my route.
You pull something?
I was doing it, felt something crawl up my non-shadow junk. And it was a tick.
Check your junk for ticks.
In my backyard. I can't believe there's still ticks hanging around in Kansas.
Well, if your balls are hanging down there, that's probably a warm area.
Yeah, it's a little warmer.
Yeah.
They're usually a little warmer than us.
It is warmer in Kansas usually, but it's also warmer around your nuts, if you notice that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is
around yours.
Crawling up his dink.
I did.
Whatever, his nuts are there too, you know.
That tick's a pervert.
All right.
Well, still keep checking for ticks then, kids.
Does he shave? Because if he buries it, if a tick buries it in his pubes, you might not see that.
Oh, you'd feel it.
Yeah, you'd feel it. Yeah, feel it.
Well, then you have to like burn those with a match. If they really get like burrowed in,
or you get one of your buddies to pick it off like two monkeys. You know,
how do you tell if you pull a tick off that its head's still in you?
You basically
you're the tick. Well, you're the tick expert.
You can see it.
Yeah.
I guess you can still kind of feel it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that used to be the old trick. You take a, you know, a match.
Right.
Blow it
off.
Or you
have to turn the head counterclockwise, something like that.
And then touch the match head to the tick.
You don't want a match head near your junk, man.
No.
And don't they say it's better to get like a pair of tweezers or something instead of using your fingers so that you can get right down to the skin and make sure you get the whole thing?
You know what? Your crotch area is an area where your head's not going to get that close to it. So somebody has to do it for you. That's a good buddy.
Not it.
Pull the tick off my balls.
Not it.
You like that it's not like his wife.
She's not going to want to do it either. Yeah. Although.
You're talking like you can't reach your balls.
No, but you can't. What if you can't see it? It's underneath.
Oh, well, in that case, yeah.
Yeah, you need somebody to do it, yeah.
Some people have a gut that hangs out a little further than that.
Or no, I mean, just below their nuts, too.
Yeah, you know? The tick got in the
Even
chode.
A skinny guy can't see a tick below his nuts.
I always pack a tick mirror.
That's an old saying. Even a skinny guy can't see a tick below his nuts. Been saying that for years.
You just put the mirror on the ground and then kind of squat over it?
If you're by yourself, I think if you got to find somebody you trust, and it's usually probably going to be your wife or girlfriend, you know, or boyfriend, whatever you're into, and hey, there's a tick down there, go for it.
And that may be the last time she's your girlfriend or wife. Nah, I'm out. This is too much.
You like popping pimples. How about this?
I told you to stop planking.
So he planked in the grass and he felt something jump up in there.
Apparently.
All right.
I'm surprised they're still doing that.
I still haven't tried that yet.
Nor have I.
That didn't catch on. We started the plank and pissing thing. Nobody really didn't catch on TikTok.
He is the only guy that's doing it, at least announcing it.
I keep forgetting about it when I leave here. I mean, I got an area. There's not a house right next to mine. I could do mine easily.
Well, like, today's the day. It's only going to get colder.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I got neighbors.
Yeah, but they've seen you naked
in
anyway.
The grassy area. Yeah. Of the backyard is visible to the neighbors. There are places I could hide, but, you know, I don't want to piss on the mulch because it'll come back at you. It'll just splash all over you. Or the rocks. Certainly not the rocks. Right.
Do it out in the parking lot. In our parking garage.
No.
Oh, there's cameras out there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. People. Plus, I feel like a homeless guy pissing in a parking lot.
There is a designated smoking area out there, though.
I saw it. I saw Nick out there.
There's one on every level. There's like two little benches.
Lonely Nick out there the other day when I was leaving, hanging on by the bench.
Yeah, and one of those the skinny ashtray things.
Yeah. Yeah. The fire hazard.
Yeah. Well, at the old place, they had a trash can. Just throw your lit cigarette in the trash can.
What could go wrong?
What's up, Craig? Take us out.
The old landlords really thought things through.
Oh, part of the issues for people getting alcohol, not just supply chain issues, we're drinking a lot more.
Yeah, we are.
So demand issues as well.
Yeah.
There are supply and demand issues.
Demand is up, supply is down. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot more if a whole state is running out of booze.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just it's bars, and they are running out of whiskey, tequila, and scotch, thanks to high demand.
Didn't say vodka.
There are buying restrictions in several states. That puts limits on how many bottles that people can buy. And data out of Ohio
shows that
tequila and scotch suppliers could only meet half of customer demand last week.
Once you put a ration on, remember they had to ration toilet paper during COVID. And so people are actually just finding ways to get more whiskey.
They're going
to
start hoarding it now.
Exactly. They're going to start hoarding it.
It leads to hoarding.
Right. It's a double-edged sword, right.
But on a personal note, it sounds like they're good on vodka and beer.
Yep. No need for concern there.
That is a personal note, right? Because we like those. Yeah. Eddie Ift going to phone the program later on this morning. Coming to the Funny Bone. On back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.